Street, Paul. Despite having a younger-than-average team, the St. Paul Canadiens U18 hockey team battled through league play downs and brought home this year's NEAHL Tier 2 banner, while also earning themselves a berth at provincials. Coach Ken Siwiertoka says it was an exciting game on March 19 when the Canadiens traveled to Marwane. The St. Paul team had previously beat the first-seeded Marwane team by a score of 9-3 in the first game of the final series. Speaking about the second game, Siwiertoka says St. Paul was able to take the lead 3-1 in the first period, but Marwane fought back and tied the game in the second period. Then, Marwane grabbed the lead with a goal, and St. Paul forced overtime with the tying goal being scored in the second half of the third period. Then we scored 38 seconds into overtime. It was a nail-biter, says Siwiertoka. The game-winning goal was scored by Brennan Riopel, and assisted by Parker Sabatier. Siwiertoka says the first game the Canadiens played against Marwane was perhaps one of the most complete games the Canadiens had played all season, so heading into the second game, we were feeling pretty good. But, it was an elimination game, and Marwane showed up to play. The St. Paul team included just 4 third-year players, explains Siwiertoka, while Marwane had about 9 third-year players at the U18 level. About half of the St. Paul team is made up of first-year players at the U18 level, meaning there were a number of 15-year-olds playing against a number of 17- and 18-year-olds. Another unique characteristic for the St. Paul team is that there are 3 sets of siblings playing on the team this year. With a slightly larger age bracket at the U18 level, the season offered an opportunity for brothers to play together who may have never played together on a team. 2 of the siblings are Siwiertoka's sons, Nick and Josh. Also playing on the team are brothers Julian and Logan Renold and brothers Evan and Ryan Songer. As a coach and parent, Siwiertoka says it was fantastic to see the siblings play together. It was a treat. He adds that his older son, Nick, had taken a couple years away from playing hockey, but decided to play if his younger brother played. The team also includes 2 players who came in from Saddle Lake due to the community not having a U18 team this season. Siwiertoka credits his fellow coaching staff, Chuck Lang and Ryan Yopik, for another key piece of the team's success. The U18 Canadiens had a really strong special teams, and the head coach says Lang and Yopik are responsible for helping the players develop in that area. He adds the team's manager Giselle Langevin-Fontaine was also another key piece to the team's overall success. Provincial-bound, the Canadiens will now be heading to U18 Tier 2 Provincials, scheduled for March 31 to April 3 in Westlock. Some of the players on this year's team have experience playing at Provincials, winning the Atama Provincial Tournament in 2015. But, others have never attended a Provincial Tournament, which means it will be a unique experience for them. The team will hit the ice for practices a few times leading up to the weekend. Looking back on the season, Siwiertoka says it was hard to predict if there would even be a full season. But, everyone was thrilled to get through a fairly normal hockey season, following 2 incomplete seasons due to the pandemic. When asked if there were any challenges as a coach due to the athletes' lack of ice time over the course of the pandemic, Siwiertoka says the team is made up of a number of multi-sport athletes. Some of the hockey players also play basketball, while others play volleyball or football, so getting back into routine was fairly easy. The kids were excited to hit the ice in the fall. As a coach, Siwiertoka says one of his focuses is always on effort, and that is exactly what his team has shown this season. I'm just very proud of the effort. I'm really impressed with this group of kids, he says, adding, the hockey players were respectful and worked hard throughout the season.